Today, Sudanese officials confirmed that Vice President John Garang died in a helicopter crash during bad weather. Garang had served just a few weeks in Sudan's government. Before that, he led a 21-year rebel movement in southern Sudan, trying to win independence from the north. His appointment was part of a painfully negotiated peace deal between the warring factions, and his death leaves a great deal up in the air. Already today, police in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, confirm that at least a dozen people were killed in riots. Joining us now is Robert Rotberg, director of the Program on Intrastate Conflict at the Kennedy School at Harvard University. He's with us by phone, kind enough to join us from his vacation home in Madison, New Hampshire. Appreciate your being with us today.
Delighted to be with you.
What we know of Mr. Garang's death thus far is that he was in a helicopter, a Ugandan presidential helicopter, following a visit there to meet with the president, Yoweri Museveni. And the circumstances of the crash are not exactly clear, yet there will be great suspicions that somebody engineered this.
Yes, there might be, but it was a difficult place to engineer a crash. And given that it was the Ugandan presidential helicopter, I think the suspicion is probably not warranted in this case.
Rioters did take, though, to the streets of Khartoum. Dozens, we're now told, are dead. There are clearly suspicions there about a man who's been a charismatic leader for the past 21 years, who saw a way to the future, whether that way was ultimately succession or secession or joining with the government in Sudan in partnership. Nevertheless, this is a great loss.
Yes, his death is a great tragedy for the peace process and also for southern Sudan, which he held together through a variety of means, mostly harsh, and managed to create a formidable rebellion in the south, which led to the long peace negotiations over the last several years. And now, just when it looked as if he and the Sudanese, northern Sudanese authorities could actually put together a workable peace process, this has happened.
Now, tell us a little bit about John Garang, where he came from, and how he came to lead this movement.
Well, John Garang was a soldier in the Sudanese armed forces who was asked to put down a mutiny in the south, and instead, in 1981, he joined the rebellion. Turned the mutiny into a rebellion, made it a cause for southern Christians against his Muslim northerners who had been ruling them for many, many decades. And later, he made his formidable fighting machine into something which could really hold the Sudanese army at bay during most seasons.
We're talking with Robert Rotberg of the Kennedy School at Harvard University about the situation in Sudan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. There was a meeting of leaders of the SPLM, the Sudanese People's Liberation Movement, that southern Sudan, in following the death of John Garang. And Garang's longtime deputy, Salva Kiir, was named as his replacement. There were many calls also for unity among the SPLM. Nevertheless, there is at least the potential for infighting.
That's true. There's a potential for infighting both within the Dinka ethnic group that has controlled the SPLM and also between the other southern groups, because the Dinka majority, the largest group in the south, has controlled much of the fighting and now the peace process, and what will happen next is problematical. It behooves Washington and the United Nations to do everything they can to keep the SPLM together and in a way which leads to greater democracy rather than less in the south.
You've talked about the difficulties of arranging an accident at that remote place on that particular aircraft. Nevertheless, you have to ask the question, who would benefit from the death of John Garang?
Well, that's an interesting question. There are lots of southerners that would benefit, of course, rivals of his, particularly newer, another ethnic group, rivals. But It's also that the northern Sudanese might feel they control the peace process and the south without Garang. But I still think it's an unlikely conspiracy theory.
Mr. Garang was also ready to, he said, to take steps toward ending the violence in the western part of Sudan, in Darfur, where there are obviously a whole set of different problems. Is this related to that, do you think?
I don't think the crash is, but certainly Garang was very active in helping the rebels in Darfur to get going with funding and some troop support, and he threatened in June to send 17,000 of his own troops there. That never happened, fortunately. And I think his passing will have no effect either way on the Darfur crisis, which depends on several other contingencies, including the performance of the Sudanese government.
Robert Rotberg, thank you very much. We especially appreciate you taking a break from your vacation to join us today.
My pleasure.
Robert Rotberg is director of the Program on Intrastate Conflict at the Kennedy School at Harvard University and joined us from his summer home in Madison, New Hampshire.